He is probably one of the best known commercial real estate folks in the Mid-Michigan area. Craig DeHaven is with the, of course, DeHaven Real Estate Company in Lansing. Craig, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Really well, thank you.
How long have you been in business now?
Well, you know, I've been doing real estate since the late 70s, so I've been around quite a while.
And is your focus on commercial?
It is. It is. We've diverted in the last 5 years into the property management and broadened that scope, but primarily commercial real estate, correct?
All right. How's business?
You know, it's been a challenge. Everybody understands that we've gone through a real transition the last 4 or 5 years, and it's going to be that way for another 3 or 4 or 5 years.
Are there a lot of properties for sale in downtown Lansing?
Well, there's a lot of property for sale. There's just very few buyers, and particularly because the banks are strategically position themselves to only pick the cherries, if you will, to finance pretty much owner-occupied properties.
Which is interesting because it's said that banks and credit unions have a boatload of money to loan, and now it's a buyer's market when you talk about real estate, so you figure you could find some common ground.
Well, again, I really blame the federal regulators. They're shifting. It used to be where you could finance pretty much anything because real estate was the rock. It was so stable, it was strong through the decades and decades. So banks really focused instead on machinery or accounts receivable or whatever. They felt that real estate was the solid base, and so the majority of their portfolio was based on real estate. Well, when the real estate market, you know, fell out, the banks were criticized for not being a little more well-balanced, having a third in maybe manufacturing, a third in real estate, and et cetera. So they were really careful of doing real estate deals.
The city of Lansing may swap properties with Davenport University. Davenport will give its current Lansing campus, located at 220 East Kalamazoo, to the city in trade for the Oliver Towers, which is located at 310 Seymour Street. What do you think about this deal? Would that be a good deal?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because about 2 years ago, our firm presented Davenport with a option of us building them a 40,000 square foot campus, just like they have in Livonia. And because the Barry Amos kind of shadows in front of that property site, they elected not to go with it. The deal on the table right now is a total win-win situation, in my opinion. I mean, you get a piece of property, the city gets a piece of property that they can develop, sell, allow other developers to sell, build a parking ramp or whatever, where Davenport is located right now. If the city council, the only trouble you're having right now in the rumblings is a couple of members of city council. One of them, they're going to oppose, whether you like Verge or not, you have to admit Verge has done more for the city of Lansing than the last two administrations. And there's a couple of city council people that are there, and they really oppose anything Verge wants to do. And that's the nature of politics. I get that.
Who are those two people?
Well, one, I used to serve on a board with myself, the Convention Bureau, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's a talented guy. He's a bright guy. But he has got his own agenda, it appears to be.
Who?
And I really don't say his names. And the other one lady has done more for Lansing than probably any other city council member besides late Lou Adato. And they should name a park after her. I mean, she's a personal friend of mine. If she called me this morning and asked me for something, I would certainly do it. But two of these council members are really opposing it in the sake of LCC. And the bottom line is, if the city council doesn't come to grips with this deal and really expedite it and make it happen, there's other competing markets that would love to have Davenport. I mean, you remember, Davenport's going to bring about 3,000 students downtown, help the restaurants, help the housing in downtown Lansing. I know for a fact that Eastwood is romancing Davenport to go out to Eastwood in Lansing Township. And the city council keeps fumbling around with this political football, and they don't put this deal together, they're going to lose it. And to lose Davenport downtown Lansing, I think, would be devastating because we've got it right there in our hands. Verge has been able to make it happen. He has it right there, and I think it's, you know, again, whether you like Verge or not, he makes things happen. He does a lot. He's done a lot for downtown.
Well, we talked with a Lansing Community College official, and she says that they would like to have that property because it's right near their campus, and there's several other options for Davenport. What do you think of that?
Again, I think it's a political football. I think there's a lot of other properties closer to LCC that they could acquire. I believe that this has become a political football because some other developers want other favors from the city to get the votes. And I think it's nothing more than political politics at its best.
All right.
I think the deal in itself makes sound sense. I think, LCC can handle the competition, and they don't need to be intimidated by Davenport. Davenport is a very viable university, and I just think it's good for the city.
Craig, are those two properties equal in value?
Well, I mean, take a look at each. They're both need to be raised. They're both outdated. So you're looking at the real estate, in the raw land, if you will. And it's the highest and best use. If you put a university on a piece of property, that property is going to be, with a new facility, is going to be worth a lot of money. If the city gets the Kalamazoo corner and Grand, which is where my office is, on the other corner, they could develop a parking ramp. They could sell it to another developer to do whatever. So it stimulates downtown economy. It helps the economics of downtown. It brings in more students. It's just it's a win-win situation, and it's silly that the city council is allowing a couple of developers to play, football, political football with this, and risk the chance of losing it to another, county, township.
Craig DeHaven is the owner of DeHaven Real Estate Company in Lansing. Craig, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Have a good day.